The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jonathan Thompson.
And I'm Asewa Bidiasi.
In the headlines, President Mahama hints of injection of more oil revenue into national health insurance scheme. MPP flagbearer Nana Akufo-Addo reiterates restoring nursing training allowances when elected. CPP launches 2016 manifesto in Accra. PPP to seek redress at Supreme Court if application fails at High Court. An Al-Shabaab suicide bomber hits AU military base in Somalia. The news in detail. President John Mahama is described as hypocritical, lies being peddled by the opposition MPP that the NHIS has collapsed, while the members of parliament are busily registering their constituents onto the scheme. He said as president he can say with authority that the scheme has matured over the years and government will in the second term inject a substantial amount of oil revenue into the scheme. President Mahama was addressing separate rallies at Kadee and Asamankese on the start of his campaign tour of the eastern region. Pascaline Adedewo reports.
The NDC has declared an agenda 50-50 in the eastern region, and if numbers are anything to go by, one can safely say that they are on course to attain these feats. The rally grounds at both constituencies, Kede and Asamankese, were choked. President Mahama told the crowd that he dedicated his first term to building a firm foundation for a swift takeoff in a second term. He said he remains focused towards a just cause and will not be distracted by the unfounded criticisms and lies by the MPP. According to him, governance goes beyond just sitting on the fence to criticize.
Anything I propose, it is easier said than done. Okay, stadium, I just said, spectator for motive stands move. I'm going to involve what I do, you know, as a magician. If you say, man, no, I'm better say, ah, I can also money say, ah, me, I can make money say. And so, what if I don't put in a pack, no? Now, I said, obviously, it's the 9-1. I think, that's what they're fan of. Now, yeah, you're huge, man. They all say, yeah, man, you need that home. We should be focused. Just continue to do the work that the people of Ghana voted us to do.
On NHIS, President Mahama found it amusing that the same people who claim the scheme have collapsed under the NDC are the same people vigorously registering their people onto the alleged collapse scheme.
That means, obviously NHIS a group. Now, Nyamikani say, ah, NHIS a group. And then, more MPP for more NHIS tax and more microphone. Say, you may not go. And the card may have passed on today. Nearby say, NHIS, no, at 2005, NHIS, say, by 2008, Nipa call hospital to get 9 million pay. 2015, I see a claim, Nipa call hospital to get 29 million. Now, Abra, NHIS, and Shishano. Obviously, the car, El Comuno, if they drew NHIS, no, for 10 years. It is from 2005 to 2015.
The NDC parliamentary candidate for the Kede constituency, George Ajimandia, and that of the Lower West Achim constituency, Nana Osei Ampim, were introduced to the electorate.
Pascaline Adedewo. President Mahama also announced a farmer support policy for the growing of oil palm in the country. He said it is embarrassing that Ghana imports oil from Malaysia when it has the capacity to grow and produce for domestic use and export. President Mahama was addressing a rally in the Kede constituency in the eastern region. Kede is a farming community which grows mainly oil palm in large plantations.
Just see your ass, you will see your sunlight. You will be behind the cinema, star, oil farm, in our Ghana. And you have supported oil farm farming. Then there will be ever expanding the farm. While we here, a brand here now, a baba, we here, oil farm production. You know, as I say, now, now you're born. Now, so we here, wabe, now, we're to me, and you can, as you're
President John Mahama.
The flag bearer of the new patriotic party, Nana Akufo-Addo, has underscored the need for a more efficient healthcare system to take care of the increasing population. According to him, health workers are the salt of the earth, hence the Ghanaian society must make sure the condition under which people work in the health sector is satisfactory. Addressing students of the Ketekrachi Midwifery School as part of his campaign tour of the Volta region, Nana Akufo-Addo reiterated his commitment to restoring the nursing training allowance when voted into power. Maclean Hoji has filed this report.
Students of the Ketekrachi Midwifery Training School blocked the campaign convoy of Nana Akufo-Addo a few meters from the Ketekrachi township, where they diverted the presidential candidate to their new campus to lay before him the challenges they are facing as trainees. Key among them is the restoration of their allowances and the lack of infrastructure. Responding to their request, Nana Addo assured them of restoring their allowances in full when elected.
Any decent, civilized nation should have an efficient healthcare system to take care of the population. Health workers, as you are going to be, for me, you are the salt of the earth. Every society should do its best to make sure that the conditions under which you study and then the work that you do when you come out into the world of work is very, very satisfactory. Unfortunately, in the last few years, you have been neglected. Those of you who come out to work have all kinds of difficulty getting placement and then getting paid. I want you to understand that there is hope. The hope is that in December of this year, we're going to use our funds to transform the system of our country. One of the very first decisions to which we have committed ourselves is to return to the policies of John Adinkun Kufuor, who was our first president and leader. In his time, nurses trainees were paid an allowance that allowed us to be able to connect. The Kufuor government is going to restore nurses training allowance. So I'm coming to you to reassure you that there is a brighter future ahead for you and for the people of Ghana.
Maclean Hoji files such report.
Nana Akufo-Addo's campaign tour of the Volta region is back on the move after he was held up for almost 3 hours on the banks of Rivoti at Dambai. Nana Akufo-Addo was scheduled to cross the river to Krachi in Jumuru just after midday yesterday when it emerged that a truck carrying yams was stuck on the ferry that was to transport him. It took the captain of the ferry and his team, together with some MPP youth, hours to move the truck off the boat. Nana Akufo-Addo and his entourage were therefore able to continue the campaign tour to Krachi in Jumuru.
The MP for Sunyani East, Kwesi Amayachirme, has called on the people of Nahafo not to retain President John Mahama in power due to what he described as a great deception through the DKM saga. He said beyond deception, the NDC has nothing to give the Nahafo people. Mr. Amayachirme, who is seeking to retain his position as MP for Sunyani East, was speaking at the launch of his campaign at Atronye in Sunyani Municipality. Daniel Donko has more.
The Sunyani East MP's campaign launch was attended by NPP executives from the national, regional and constituency levels. A mini silence was observed for two party activists who lost their lives early this year whilst erecting the party's billboard at Abisin, a suburb of Sunyani. Deputy General Secretary of the NPP, Nana Obribuahen, raised issues with the current payment being made to customers of DKM, saying it is an attempt by the NDC to lure them to vote for the party in the coming elections. He gave the assurance that when the NPP comes to power, customers of DKM, Jasta Motus, God is Love and others will receive their investment in full. On the nurse and teacher trainees allowance, Nana Obribuahen said an NPP government will restore the allowances. A former MP for Asokwa, Maxwell Kofi Juma, said the NDC has brought hardship to Ghanaians. He asked them to vote for the NPP to rescue them. The MP for Sunyani East, Kwesi Amayachirme, promised that an NPP government will work hard to transform the economy.
Daniel Donkos report.
Now, the launch of the CPP's manifesto, which was originally scheduled for Kumasi this weekend, has been shifted to Accra. Communications Director of the party, Kadir Abdul Rauf, has joined us on the line to tell us more. Now, thank you very much for joining us, Kadir.
Thank you. And let me say a very good morning to the Charis president.
Good morning to you too. Now, what has brought about the change in venue?
Well, the change in venue is informed by the party's internal analysis. We considered a number of factors, and everything pointed to the fact that doing it in Accra would be in the best and strategic interest of the party. And that is the single reason why we have shifted it to Accra.
You believe it will be in the interest of the party?
The best and the strategic interest of the party.
Tell us about the strategy.
Oh, but it is not for me to let out the strategy of my party. What I just think I can share with the public is that initially we considered, you know, the opinion of having to launch our campaign in our manifesto and campaign in Kumasi. But later we did other, you know, observations and then studies. And everything pointed that if we do it in Accra, it will serve the supreme and strategic interest of the party. And that is why we are actually going to do it in Accra here.
Okay, so how are preparations so far?
I think we are loaded for the best. Every, you know, preparation is put up in its best possible form. And then we are going to launch the manifesto on 29th, that's this pending Saturday. And the manifesto, as we have said on other platforms, is certainly going to be the best manifesto so far as the 2016 campaign is concerned. We say this with all seriousness at our disposal. Why? Because you'll find that in the case of other political parties, a group of people will sit in a corner in Accra and assume things for the masses of the people of this country. We have taken a great exception to that. We believe that in modern times, we do not plan for people, we plan with people. And that is why we had to travel the length and breadth of the country, interacting with Ghanaians from all walks of life to seize and collate their views, you know, and that has formed the trust of our manifesto. So you can rightly say that our manifesto is a happy reflection and collection of the views of the masses of the people of this country. And we rightly also describe it as the People's Interactive Manifesto. And we believe that it has the panacea to the current economic quagmire of the country. It has practical, realistic solutions to the difficulties that our people have had to go through under the NDC and the MPP. And we believe that with this manifesto, there is certainly going to be a breath of fresh air for the masses of the people of this country.
So, what happens to your fans in Kumasi?
They are to come to Accra, and then all preparation have been made to that effect. All our parliamentary aspirants and all our regional executives are to come to Accra where the launch is going to be done. And I do not think that there is any difficulty or our executives in Kumasi have any difficulty in accepting the fact that they have to come to Accra. Like I said, it has been explained to them in a way that they appreciate. And then they also know that the party is supreme. And at any given point, we have to advance the best and the strategic interest of the party. So they are on the same page with us.
Okay, thank you very much, Kadir, for your time with us.
Thank you so very much for having me.
That's right. Kadir Abdul Rauf is the communications director of the CPP.
The Minister for the Interior, Prosper Bani, says the security agencies have beefed up security ahead of the December polls. This is part of measures to ensure that the country continues to enjoy peace and stability before, during and after the election. Taking his turn at the media press series in Accra, Mr. Bani said peace and security are necessary for the sustainable development of the country. Pearl Olenu and Derek Adjeman. her father's report.
The Minister for Interior, Prosper Bani, said the Election Task Force was inaugurated as far back as January. He said the chairman of the Election Task Force, the Inspector General of Police, has engaged political parties at all levels to ensure that there is absolute peace and security throughout the country during the polls. As part of the measures, major stakeholders are being engaged to bring them on board to ensure a heat-free general election.
We, as we continue securing this country towards the elections, the Ghana Police Force, which chairs the National Election Security Task Force, has been engaged with several groups. The task force for this security task force was established in January, the first time it was established at the beginning of an election year, which shows that the security forces, as far back as January, have taken the December election very seriously.
Mr. Bani said it is usual to experience tension in the roundup to every election as political parties seek for power, but it ought to be done in the context of the law. He said there will be zero tolerance for any group or individuals who will try to disturb the peace of the country. He cautioned the public to avoid inciting words that will endanger the security of the country.
Pearl Olenu and Derek Adjeman's report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama hints of injection of more oil revenue into National Health Insurance Scheme. NPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo reiterates restoring nurse and trainee allowance when elected. CPP launches 2016 manifesto in Accra. PPP to seek redress at Supreme Court if application fails at High Court. And Al-Shabaab suicide bomber hits AU military base in Somalia.
The High Court will on Friday, the 28th of this month, give a ruling on the application challenging the disqualification of Dr. Babakwesi Indum as a presidential candidate. Counsel for Dr. Indum, Aikwe Otu, argued that the EC breached CI 94, which regulates the conduct of the elections. He said the provision imposes a duty on the returning officer to inform presidential candidates of any anomalies on their nomination forms and also afford them the opportunity to make the necessary amendments and alterations. He further argued that in this instance, the EC did not give any nomination submission period, but rather gave submission dates. Aikwe Otu claimed that his client was not giving a fair hearing, but lawyer for the EC, Thaddeus Sori, said the application is not properly laid before the court. He argued that Dr. Indum should have come by a petition and not by a certiorari. Mr. Sori also claimed that the commission gave Dr. Indum a fair hearing when it granted him audience after his disqualification. Aikwe Otu has hinted that his client will proceed to the Supreme Court for redress if the application fails at the High Court.
If you fail to act fairly in the way you are supposed to act as an administrative body, then the court can direct you, because all it says is that the person has lived thereby can come to court. So you heard the court saying, are you saying that you cannot come by way of constitutional right? A power given to the court under Article 141 and 23 combined. So it's not a big thing. You know, the petition doesn't make sense, one bit of sense to me. An election petition is after you've gone through elections, you are not satisfied. Then you go to court and the procedure is filed a petition. I am saying you have breached your rules. You've not given me the hearing. So I'm coming by way of sectoral right to have it quashed. And so I should go and file a petition. How? I mean, it's going wrong, wrongly. It's wrong. A lot to beg that when I present my sons, look through. If you find anything wrong, give me an opportunity to correct. If I fail to correct, then you do the endorsement, give it to the EC, and within 7 days, let the EC take a decision. I bring my sons to you on the 30th, you accept the forms. You told me nothing. Go, you hear from me. Then on the 10th, the only hearing is that I've been disqualified. Have you acted according to, have you given me the opportunity to do the correction? Did you think that was the intention of Parliament? If Parliament wanted everybody who commits an error to be disqualified, it would have said so.
Outside the court, hundreds of PPP supporters besieged the premises in solidarity with their disqualified flag bearer.
The Minister of Transport, Fifi Kwete, has expressed the commitment of government to improve lake transport in the country to facilitate the movement of persons and farm products from the hinterlands to the urban centres. He made a statement when he inspected the dismantling of two ferries belonging to the Volta Lake Transport Company Limited, St. Jean at Akrade, which are being sent to operate in Yeji and Dambai. The two ferries were procured during the closure of the Adome Bridge for maintenance works, but with the completion of the bridge, their services will no longer be needed at St. Chi, where they operated. The dismantling, which was scheduled to be completed in 2 weeks, has been done in 6 days.
Abuse of first-year students in senior high schools, popularly called homoing, died down a few years ago. However, the trend has resumed in earnest as some schools in Cape Coast and Takoradi have been identified as culprits. A parent gives an eyewitness account to Radio Ghana.
I visited my child at the Sadov College, and upon a careful glance, I realized that his arm was swollen. The seniors, he told me, have seized all his provisions also during my visit. I saw other Form 1 students going through the same treatment from some of the seniors, which I wanted to take a picture, but I could not. This kind of bullying is also going on at Fijai and St. John's.
Now, since I did yes, the master that was it. Headmaster now morning day. I will yet to know one day. I don't talk to junior Diana or the fact was his school. And see, yes, the mother no or did no one yet you all. And there are this school. St. John's. Now, if you die, my school is our Canada. Their school is the only name.
Okay. Now, I didn't see a new year report beyond my or more house masters.
You just heard a parent giving an account of the maltreatment meted out to SHS students in some schools in Cape Coast and Takoradi. Meanwhile, the Ghana Education Service says it is investigating the issue.
A suicide bomber has driven a vehicle loaded with explosives into an African Union military base in central Somalia. According to a Somali security official, the Al-Shabaab militant group have claimed responsibility for the attack. A military offensive launched in 2014 by AU forces helped the Somali army to push the Al-Shabaab group out of the major strategic centers. Even so, the fighters, who once held sway over much of the Horn of Africa country, still control some settlements and rural areas.
Now we end the news with a look at our closing headlines. President John Mahama has hinted of injecting more oil revenue into the National Health Insurance Scheme in his next tenure. MPP flagbearer Nana Akufo-Addo has reiterated his promise of restoring the nursing trainee allowance when elected. The PPP has hinted it will seek redress at the Supreme Court if its application to get its flagbearer Papa Kwesi Indum on the December ballot fails at the High Court. And an Al-Shabaab suicide bomber has driven a vehicle loaded with explosives into an AU military base in central Somalia. And that's it for the news at 6. My name is Jonathan Thompson. I was here with...
I'm a-